Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We know Brian Hutton back as the boys basketball coach at Sherrard, and I think at the last minute took over the girls golf program this fall, and the Tiger girls golf team to a regional title this week. Coach, congratulations. Let's backtrack. I mean, you kind of took over at the last moment here heading into the 2017 season.
Yeah, Coach Kelly took a new job down at West Central. I think a lot of people know that already. The first week of the golf season, actually, and so he got about four practices with them, and then they came to me because I'd coached boys golf for about 7 or 8 years here before, and so they asked if I'd fill in for the year and see how things go, and so I said yes, and it's been quite an enjoyable experience working with the girls that we have on the team and getting to know the girls' side of sports because I've only coached boys in the past.
So what did you think of the effort on Wednesday at Gibson Woods, hosted by United? You shoot a 408. Nikki Schmidt, a junior, we've heard a lot about her, the individual medalist, shot an 80, but some other kids apparently were able to come through for you on Wednesday.
Yeah, big time. And obviously, you know, when you take a look at Nikki, you know what you're going to get with her almost every time she takes the course. She's going to be in the, you know, if she's shooting 9, she's going to be in the low 40s, maybe the late 30s with her score. But she's typically going to be around that area. Danielle Bell has been pretty consistent for us all year long, shooting typically about that 43, 44 range. She was a little bit up yesterday. I thought she could have done a little bit better as far as the way she's been playing lately, that she, her score. But as everybody knows in golf, you got to have those four scores. And I thought Maya Sarens and Peyton Wilson really came through for us yesterday because their scores on 18 have been very elevated this year. And both of them came in a lot. I actually came in about what I expected her to do with a 111. But Peyton got her score down about 12 strokes, and that really helped us out.
Well, and I know you have to kind of take advantage of the field because you're at the whim of the IHSA in terms of how they divide up, you know, girls golf, which is a two-class system in the regional complex. You know, and it's kind of strange. You finish fourth at the Three Rivers Conference golf meet, which I think maybe features 12 or 13 teams. I'm not sure what the co-op with Erie Prophetstown, what they do. But, you know, it's all about taking advantage of the competition you play against. And apparently you did that with the six schools in the field at the United Regional on Wednesday.
Yeah, and that's an example. I mean, when you take a look at the conference, Erie has a very good golf team. They have two girl golfers that are just top-notch for them. And then Princeton also has a couple solid golfers. And so those two teams beat us. They not only beat us at the conference, they also beat us when we played them in a triangular at the end of the season. And then Rock Ridge has just been a team that has consistently gotten better all year long. And they don't have a great golfer, but their golfers are pretty consistent and shoot about the same score. And we blew up a little bit on that day as well and a much higher score than we were used to. But that's the thing. When we saw the regionals come out, we thought we had a pretty legitimate chance to contend for a regional championship. And the girls went out and got that done.
Yeah, it's strange with classification. Did I read it right? You're going to Metamora to play golf. Have you ever been to Metamora coaching basketball or anything in your 20-some-odd years?
I have not. We're actually going to go down on Sunday, I think, and try to get a practice round in down there on Sunday. So it'll be the first time down that area for me. But a couple of girls have actually gone down. They golfed this week just in hopes that they get through the regional. Took a look at the course down there and said it's really a nice course, good layout. They said it's a beautiful course. But it's a course that I think will feed into some of the things that we do well as a golf team.
All right, before we wrap up our conversation with you, why don't you give us a little thumbnail sketch of your basketball work. It's hard to believe, you know, we're, 4 weeks or something like that away from the start of basketball practice. So how have things been going in preparation of the, you know, the regular season with the segue from the off season and summer stuff?
Well, I tell you, I was very pleased with our efforts over the summertime. We had a lot of commitment from the kids as far as getting in, especially the kids I think will log a lot of minutes for us. We're there very consistently. They're at the weight room all summer long as well. And that's always good. It's a good feeling as a coach knowing that your kids are at least committed to that aspect of it. Right now we have probably about 11 or 12 kids that are at varsity level that aren't doing anything in the fall, which is a little bit disappointing in their school size when you get those kids probably involved in a fall sport next year. But when we take a look at it, I'm pretty pleased as far as the effort. I think we've got a group that really, really wants to listen and learn. I think they're to that point where they're tired of having a losing basketball program and they're ready to turn things around. So from that aspect, I couldn't be happier with where we're at.
All right. Of course, we'll be talking hoops with Coach Hutton in a few weeks, and good luck to the girls' golf program at Sherrard, a Columbus Day event for the Tigers. Again, they're the regional champs out of the United Regional, playing at the Betamora 1A sectional on Monday. Coach, good luck down there.
All right, thanks very much.
All right, we'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.